The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers at KRLA870.com. That's newsmakers at KRLA870.com. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Now we want to go to Congressman Tom McClintock and get the latest on this unfolding story of different bills and different things that are being talked about to address police and the future. Democrats have a package of bills in the House. Congressman McClintock, what are you hearing?
Oh, it's my pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me. Everyone is united in their revulsion over the killing of George Floyd. He died because a rogue cop who had multiple misconduct complaints was allowed to remain on a police force, and that's now becoming part of an intolerable pattern in big city police forces. And we need to ask how politically powerful police unions and the politicians they maintain in office protect the bullies in the system that inevitably lead to atrocities like this. And at the same time, we also have to ask, why did these leftist mayors and their politically appointed police chiefs deliberately withhold police protection from their citizens as protests turned to riots? That failure killed many, many innocent victims in the ensuing riots. And when they withdrew police protection from our streets and abandoned police stations to rioters and turned a blind eye to looting and arson and mayhem, that had an incendiary effect on these riots. I mean, we need to come to grips with the fact that without law enforcement, there's no law. And without law, there is no civilization.
Yet there are some people who have been pushing a narrative that we need to, quote, defund police. And we have some mayors like Mayor Garcetti out in Los Angeles who has put a dollar figure, would like to pull $150 million from the police budget. What's going on?
Complete insanity from the left. I mean, this is incomprehensible to me. As I said, that is a direct threat to civilization itself, because law is the foundation of our civilization, and law enforcement is what makes law possible. And lest we forget, when faithful, dedicated, and honest police officers, and that is the vast, vast majority of the people who put their lives on the line every day to protect and serve, when they are attacked and degraded and disrespected and demoralized and hamstrung and withdrawn from our protection, the people who are the most at risk are the poor and the defenseless who live and work in our inner cities.
Yet there is this attitude now by some that everyone needs to bow down, put a knee down. I want to ask you about that as well. We've seen some progressive mayors and some police officers do this. Is that symbolism that acknowledges, or is that submission to the left?
Well, I was raised to believe that Americans do not bow or kneel to anyone. We are a free people, and we are entitled to our opinions and to our God-given rights enshrined in the American Bill of Rights.
Yeah. All right. What about some bills? Do you expect some things to come out of this? What is practical? What's not? Some have said that the president may, with an executive order, ban that particular chokehold. Would that be a good idea, or do we need to stand back? What can be done?
Well, first, I think we need to get back to the founding principles of law enforcement that were set forth nearly 200 years ago by Sir Robert Peel, who is considered the father of modern policing. And those are principles for policing in a free society. And one of the most important is his seventh principle, that the public are the police and the police are the public. He said that the police are only members of the public who are paid to give full-time attention to duties which are incumbent on every citizen. In other words, we are police and public are the same thing. We are a partnership. I used to work for Chief Ed Davis of the Los Angeles Police Department, and I'll never forget his telling me that it's not the job of the police department to enforce the law. That's the job of every citizen. The police department is there to help. Now, that doesn't mean we all become vigilantes. It does mean that the laws are our laws. We have a duty and a responsibility to hold each other account for obeying them. The police department is merely our tool to help. And there are a lot of constitutional reforms that I think are long overdue and that are the rightful province of the federal government in preserving the constitutional rights of the American people. One of them is the doctrine of qualified immunity. For every right, there has to be a remedy, and qualified immunity is a doctrine that was dreamed up by the Earl Warren Court, and basically it prevents a remedy for those whose rights have been violated by officials holding a public trust. That needs to be reformed, and that would simply mean that public officials, including police officers, are held to the same standards as any other citizen exercising the same powers.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I want to shift for a second. What about some of the progressive cities in this country who've rallied against the police, even used the word killers, and yet they themselves have been outed for having a private security force? Is there a lot of two-faced politicians out there?
Oh, of course, the hypocrisy is absolutely staggering, and another of the elements of this hypocrisy is the fact that these abuses are going on in cities run by left-wing mayors, left-wing administrations, where Republicans haven't held office in decades. I think there's a reason for that, and that is that the police unions dominate the Democratic elections, and the Democratic office holders are beholden to them. That's why we're seeing these issues arise almost exclusively in cities like, well, Minneapolis, New York, wherever you find left-wing mayors and left-wing city councils and their left-wing appointed police chiefs, you find these kind of problems. And a lot of it, I think, is because we've drifted so far from the principles that Robert Peel set forward so long ago.
Congressman McClintock is with us. Congressman, this nation, is it at a crossroads? Does it have to make a choice right now? Because when we think about things, we thought the pandemic was the big story. And then we come see all this looting taking place and law enforcement just standing there. I mean, a lot of people are kind of sitting there stunned today thinking, is this the America we live in?
Well, you know, one of the many hypocrisies is the fact that the cities that deliberately withheld police protection for their citizens and allowed the riots to run rampant and kill people, desecrate American shrines, utterly destroy thousands and thousands of small businesses, the same police chiefs and their leftist mayors who allowed all that to happen, we're gleefully arresting law-abiding citizens for taking a walk on the beach or trying to reopen their shops.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it, that there was such this harsh fining and arresting of people for doing that. And then when the protests started happening and we're told, oh, you know, people shouldn't be so close, they were silent on that.
Well, actually, it began with the protests of the lockdown itself, and those were all entirely peaceful protests that these leftist mayors and leftist governors, for that matter. Let's give Gavin Newsom credit where due. They brutally suppressed these. They brutally suppressed people from being able to attend church. All of that was because, and they denigrated all of the people who were doing this as selfish and irresponsible. We're spreading this horrible disease. How dare they protest our policies so irresponsibly? And the moment that the riots broke out, they were fine with that. And that's what I find the most disgusting of all. And the very few looters and rioters they did arrest, they released the next day.
I was going to ask you about that. I was kind of reading the statement by L.A. Mayor Garcetti, talking about the tradition of people protesting. We've set the bar now that if we ever have a curfew again and we arrest you, it's not going to mean anything.
Well, actually, that policy, which started in San Francisco, they used this COVID panic as the excuse for extending that San Francisco-based policy statewide. So for a large variety of crimes, police cannot, they can arrest you, but once they arrest you, they have to let you go.
Yeah.
There was a case down in Southern California where the same individual was arrested three times, I believe it was for car theft, and immediately released on the same day.
Yeah. Well, we've also changed the laws in our country, in our state, in California, where things are extremely decriminalized. You have to steal more than $900 at a time before it's anything other than a $40 fix-it ticket. I mean, we're not serious about protecting property. We err on the side against the business owner who's given his life sweat to build up a business. We let thugs tear it down.
Yeah, and the leftist bromide to that is abolish the police departments.
Yeah.
Well, that should speak for itself and give people a very clear idea of where the left would take this country if they ever seize control.
Well, there's certainly a clear choice ahead as far as a direction. It's hard to get a read on where America is right now. But do you have a feeling that America gets it, that The person who works hard and, you know, stays within the lines likes the police and would rather not defund them and is looking at this and saying, that's not the direction I want to go?
I think we're going to find out this November in the election. There's never been a more stark choice for which direction our nation will take. Either we will restore those fundamentally and uniquely American principles of individual liberty and constitutionally limited government and personal responsibility that built our country, or we will barrel down the road to becoming just another failed socialist state with all of the ramifications.
Congressman Tom McClintock, thank you for your time today. Appreciate you being on the program.
Larry, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.